As far as the Ritva is concerned, the question we have to ask is, what is the context in which he learns the question of Ad Heichon Birkas HaZimun? That's a crucial question that you have to bring to the study of the Rishonim over here. Unless you're going to learn like Rashi. Rashi is learning that it doesn't have a context. It's just a basic question pertaining to the nature of Zimun. But Tosus rejected that. The other Rishonim pretty much have a problem learning it that way. Because, as we've said, they can't accept the idea that according to Rav Sheshis, so according to whom we paskin, that Hazan is not part of Birkas HaMazon except when you have Zimun. So therefore, the question of Ad Heichon Birkas HaZimun has to exist within a certain context. It's not a question about the nature of Zimun per se. So Tosfos and the Rosh have both learned that the context is the case of the individual who's interrupted his meal for Zimun. Echad mafsik l'shnayim. The person has interrupted his meal for Zimun. And then the question is, Ad Heichon Birkas HaZimun is really a question, how, until what point does he have to interrupt, pause, until he can go back to eating? That is the context that they learned it applied to. And the way we understood Tosfos was that for Tosfos, the idea of Rav Sheshis is that you can't be Yotzei the Chefs Shel Zimun without reference to the Kiyum Bracha. According to the Rosh, he said it's a din in the Hafsaka. That in order for this individual to join himself together with the group of Zimun, for the Kiyum of Zimun, so it has to be Nikar. It has to be, it's not enough of Hafsaka because it's just a few words. It doesn't constitute a bracha. So the Hafsik has to be measured in terms of a bracha. That's how we learned the Rosh. Now we turn to the Ritva. And I'm asking a question. What is the context that he applies to? It seems that the Ritva is not learning that the question of Ad Heichon Birkas HaZimun is with reference to the case of Echad Mafsik L'Shnayim. He makes that very, very clear. Because he learns in the case of Echad Mafsik L'Shnayim that he's only Mafsik for Birkas HaZimun. And as soon as that's complete, he can continue eating. He resumes his eating, and according to his position, does not have to make a new bracha. And there, that's on page 45 of our booklets, he makes it clear that this is so, even according to the Man D'Yama who holds that, well, Rav Sheshis, even who holds that it's Ad Hazan, V'Hazan B'chlal. This is, it doesn't matter. That has no bearing on that case. That's where he says, V'afilu Man D'Yama L'kamon, the Birkas Zimun Ad Hazan. Vazan Mechlal. That's making a different point. That the kfiyas of the shlosha has to be in existence at least up to Hazan. Here you don't have that problem. Because he's not leaving the kfiyas, he's part of the kfiyas. Because he's continuing to eat. Shlo yifrosh echad mehem. That is to say that the question is, up until what point do you need the tziruf of shlosha in order to have the kiyum of zimun? Meaning, up to what point do they have to stick together and one cannot separate from them? That's what he's asking. That's why he says that even v'afilu echad mehem shekadam ubirech, even if one of them went ahead and benched before, uvo shnayim elu lezamein alav, and these two came to be mezamein with him, tzarech hayachid lamod imohem at hazan, then the yachid has to wait until hazan, deilo batel kviyusayu, because if not, he's negating, nullifying the kviyus, debeinen mixas bracha b'tziruf v'shuv yachal leilachlav. So this is to say that the requirement of this tziruf, or this kviyas of shlosha, it's not sufficient that it be just for Zimun, according to Rav Sheshis. It has to also include part of Birkas HaMazon. It can't just be Zimun. It has to have partake of Birkas HaMazon as well. Now we turn to the Ritva on page 47, where he addresses the question of Ad Heichon Birkas HaZimun directly. And he says, "Hapirish Hanachon Bezeh." The correct explanation is, "The Leinyan Tziruf Kamar." That the question about Heichen is with regard to the Tziruf. Deinan Beinan Gimel Zimun, because we require Gimel for three for Zimun. V'Kamar Admasai Beinan Tziruf Zeh. And they're asking, up to what point is this Tziruf required? V'Yatzi Yidei Zimun. And they would fulfill Zimun. What qualifies the Tziruf? Up to what point? When we can be Eilech, and from that point on, in Pirish Echad, Alashnayim, if one or two separated, Ad Shalo Gama HaMavarech Bechaso, before the one who's saying the benching concluded his bracha, Yatsu Eilu, that is say Bechaso, meaning Birkas HaMazam, Yatsu Eilu Yidei Zimun, then these would be Yotzei Der Zimun. The next line is a little bit vague, or perhaps unclear to us. V'impirshu kodem lachein, and if they separated prior to that, haporesh lo yotze yedei zimun. The one who separated was not yotze zimun. Perhaps we can resolve the two sources. Because on page 45, the implication of the words of the Ritva is that if the person, if one of them leaves, he negates the kviyas. And that would imply that nobody's Yotzei Zimun, although he doesn't say that outright. Over here, when he talks about Arheichan Birkas HaZimun, when he's talking about it directly, he makes it clear, it seems clear, that he's talking about up to what point does he have to be part of the Tziruf in order to be Yotzei Zimun, and that if he were to leave before that point, he would not be Yotzei Zimun. All right, it's being suggested that the case on page 45 is where he mentions Afilu Echad Mehem Shekadmo Birech, which seems to be a situation where one of the three preempted and benched by himself. Then the other two now want to include him in the Zimun, which would mean that this person is waiting for the Zimun, but he himself is out of the picture. He can't be Yotzei Zimun anymore, because we have a principle that Ein Zimun L'Mafreya, that once a person has fulfilled Birkas HaMazon, he can't have the Kiyum of Zimun anymore. Nevertheless, he could be included as part of the group. So these two want to include him. Then he says, Tzarech HaYochad Lamo Dimohem Adazan. Then that third person has to stick around until Azan. Because if he left before that, he'd negate the Kviyas of Shlosha. The Be'inah mixes bracha b'tziruf, because you require part of the bracha with this tziruf. V'shuv yachal elechlo. And after that point, he can leave. Because kvar avar birkazimun, they've already completed birkazimun, v'lo be'inah su tziruf, and they don't need tziruf anymore. He contrasts that with the case where he's interrupting in the middle of the meal. And he says there's no point in continuing the interruption past the Zimun itself, because there's no reason to do so, because he's going to bench later. So apparently, he means that over there, the Kviyas of Shlosha is intact. He's still part of the Kviyas of Shlosha, so he can be included in the Zimun. Now, he's talking about a situation, not where one preempted and already benched. Not talking about that case. He's talking about an ordinary case. And the question is being raised in an ordinary situation where three people get together for Zimun at Heichan. At what point do you have the Akiyam of Zimun? And there, he says that the question is, Ad Masai Be'inan Tziruf Zeh. For how long do you need the Tziruf of the Shlosha? V'yatzi Yidei Zimun. Now this doesn't contradict anything he said before, because bear in mind, it's a situation where he's finished eating. So if he's in a situation where he's just interrupting and he's going to continue eating, he's part of the Tziruf of Shlosha. So you don't have that problem. Here, the meal is over. So now the only thing that's mitzarif them is zimun. So then the question is, at what point are they, have they concluded in terms of the tziruf of shlosha? So he says that it's not a tziruf of shlosha unless it's zimun plus part of the bracha. Zimun per se is not sufficient. It also has to have miksas habracha b'tziruf shlosha. Part of the bracha has to be b'tziruf shlosha. I mean, according to Rav Sheshis, obviously. So that in that situation, if somebody was poresh and left, then he's separating himself from the tziruf of shlosha. And therefore he's not yotzei the zimun. The way the Ritva is learning, ad heichem birkas hazimun, it would take place in any situation where three people have concluded the meal, and now they're together for the benching, for the zimun, and of course the birkas hamazon. And for whatever reason, one person is not going to wait for the entire birkas hamazon. He's just going to wait for Zimun. And the question that's being raised is, at what point does he have the kiyum of Zimun? And that if he's poresh, if he leaves the group and is no longer mitzuref to the group, he still has fulfilled his Zimun. So there, that's the way he learns the machlokas. Is that measured purely by the bracha of Zimun itself? Or no? That this tziruf requires Zimun plus miksas pirkas hamazon. Since indeed, Zimun has two concepts to it. Zimun is the bracha, but Zimun is also the tziruf. Tziruf brachos and birkas hamazon. So according to the Ritva, he has to partake. The shear of tziruf has to partake of Zimun and at least one bracha, but tziruf. Then if he were to leave at that point, he would fulfill Zimun. Of course not birkas hamazon, but he'll do birkas hamazon later. It seems that there's a difference between the case where three people ate, and now it comes time for them to bench together. So the shame of the group of Shlosha is in existence. So that's in existence. And thus, the only issue of Adhechon would be that once they started, one person departs. When he departs, it's not Batal Kviyusayo. That's not considered batal kviyusayah for the group. The kviyus of the group remains because they're engaged in birkas hamazon. So it's a birkas hamazon of shlosha. It has that characteristic. The only thing is, in terms of the individual, at what point does he yotzei his zimun? That would have to be until they completed hazan. And after that, the poresh is yotzei. Before that, the poresh is not yotzei. However, if one of them benched already, so then what creates the kviyas of shlosha? What creates the tziruf of shlosha? So then, because that ostensibly would break it. Now you don't have any more kviyas of shlosha because one person benched. In that situation, they still could be, include him in the zimun. So they can get together for the sake of the Zimun. But here the entire kviyas of Shlosha, the entire tziruf of Shlosha is dependent upon Zimun. So if he removes himself before they were Mekayim Zimun, so it breaks the kviyas, there's nothing left. Getting now down to the machlokas of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, according to this formulation, now we get to the point of what's the machlokas, as to up to what point must the individual partake, relate to the group, in order to be yosei his zimun. So one says it's ad nevarach, and the other one says it's ad hazan. Would seem to be based upon the idea that zimun can be viewed in two frameworks. It's a separate entity of shevach, praise, That's the entity of Zimun. That's the substantive element of Zimun. That's what Zimun is. But Zimun also has a functional phenomenon, and that is, it is the Mitzarif. It's the factor which enables us to go on to Birkas HaMazon, because Zimun Bishlei Musa, when you talk about Zimun in its entirety, you're talking about two things. You're talking about an additional bracha, but you're also talking about a new phenomenon of Birkas HaMazon, that the Birkas HaMazon is now said in the framework of Tziruf, one Birkas HaMazon for all. So now the question is, with regard to his Tziruf, to the group, is that measured purely in terms of the Chefetz Shel Zimun? Or no, it's measured not just in terms of the Chefetz Shel Zimun, but it has to be measured in terms of Mitzvahs Bracha, of Betziruf. It also has to reflect the other aspect of Zimun, that is to say that Zimun creates a new type of Birkas HaMazon of Tziruf. That's what Rav Sheshit would be saying.